This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Coming to you live here. If it's 7 o'clock Eastern time, wherever you are, we are live. It's Mark with you.
And Chris.
You can call in and talk about whatever you want here on this edition of Free Talk Live. Frankly, that's why we call it Free Talk Live. You can do that on any edition of Free Talk Live. But it's been another week, I suppose. And things are so crazy that, Trump wants to ban bump stocks, probably because he wants them called Trump stocks.
There we go. If you rename them, then they're okay, but not under that non-trademark name.
Trump stocks bounce back and forth, right? North Korea wants to come to the peace table.
Yep, big news.
Who would have thought that, right? The world comes together for World Women's Day or something like that.
Yep, I saw that.
Comes together to, you know, say really awful things about the other half of the population.
And to me, it just kind of made it sound like, women get such a raw deal and maybe they don't make all the money, so let's be nice to them for a day. I always find those things demeaning to women.
It's pretty demeaning.
Yeah.
For those of you who are in the United States, chances are good that you're going to be springing forward early this morning. So, there you go. Not my fault. I'm not a big fan of daylight savings time, but nonetheless, there you go.
Would you support a ban on it? Not a ban, but would you support, like, New Hampshire exiting the whole silliness and just saying, you know what, we're going to have one time zone, we're just following that?
I think it makes sense for New England to go to the Atlantic time zone. It already, like the rest of the Eastern time zone, it's on Atlantic time half of the year anyway.
Right.
More than half a year. It's about 8 months.
Right.
What's the point of keeping of daylight savings time at this point? I mean, they're just going to whittle it down until it's 3 days in March. I have no clue. Anyway, don't forget to change the batteries in your smoke detectors. And let's talk about UFOs. I mean, that's how crazy of a week it is.
Well, also, my little reminder I like to put out every time we change our clocks, this is also a good reminder to change the rounds in your magazines, because you don't want your springs inside your magazines for your daily carrier for your rifle to get kind of compressed there. So that's the other thing I do. I change the batteries in my smoke detectors, too. But UFOs, this comes to us from the Washington Post. The Washington Post talking about UFOs, yes. The military keeps encountering UFOs. Why doesn't the Pentagon care? And this story I found interesting because it's from Christopher Mellon, a name that some people may know, some people may not, but he served as the Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense for Intelligence in the Clinton and George W. Bush administration. So it's not like, we're quoting Art Bell here.
Right. Art Bell's pretty... I've met him.
He's a sharp guy.
Reasonable guy.
Yeah.
I kind of felt like one of the bonuses of getting Trump, not to say that, there's just a whole bunch of them.
This I got to hear. Go ahead.
But was that we were going to figure out what the hell was going on with aliens.
You thought that he'd be the one who would actually say something?
He sure would. I kind of feel like Bill, took a look at it, too.
Right.
But, hey. I mean, would Obama lie to me about aliens? Yeah, I kind of feel like he would.
Yeah. He would. Get into the story. In December, the Defense Department declassified two videos documenting encounters between U.S. Navy F-18 fighters and unidentified aircraft. The first video captures multiple pilots observing and discussing a strange hovering egg-shaped craft, apparently one of a fleet of such objects, according to cockpit audio. The second shows a similar incident involving an F-18 attached to the USS Nimitz carrier battle group in 2004. The videos, along with observations by pilots and radar operators, appear to provide evidence of the existence of craft far superior to anything possessed by the United States or its allies. Defense Department officials who analyzed the relevant intelligence confirmed more than a dozen such incidents off the East Coast alone since 2015.
And this is video. These are fighter jets. It's not like... some of this isn't the most insane stuff. Look, we don't usually talk about this kind of thing on Free Talk Live, but hey, this is out of the Washington Post. Let's go to your phone calls. We've got, looks like AC calling in. AC, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind? Whoops. Have I pushed the wrong button? Well, there you go. Let's see. AC? Yeah. Must be me, not him. Go on, Chris.
No problem. And now Chris stalls and figures out where he was at in the story. In another recent case, the Air Force launched F-15 fighters last October in a failed attempt to intercept an unidentified high-speed aircraft looping over the Pacific Northwest. A third declassified video released to the Stars Academy of Arts and Science, a privately owned media and scientific research company to which I am an advisor, I being the author of this article, reveals a previously undisclosed Navy encounter that occurred off the East Coast in 2015. It is possible that America has been technologically, or has it been possible that America has been technologically leapfrogged by Russia or China, or, as many people wondered after the videos were first published by the New York Times in December, might they be evidence of some alien civilization? Unfortunately, we have no idea because we aren't even seeking answers. Christopher Mellon served as Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense for Intelligence under the Clinton and George W. Bush administrations and as Staff Director for the Senate Intelligence Committee. And he goes on to say, and I know from numerous discussions with Pentagon officials over the past 2 years, the military departments and agencies treat such incidents as isolated events rather than as part of a pattern requiring serious attention and investigation. A colleague of mine at the Stars Academy, Louise Alonzo, used to run a Pentagon intelligence program that examined the evidence of, quote, anomalous aircraft, but he resigned last fall to protest government inattention to the growing body of empirical data.
So Pentagon officials are quitting their jobs because people won't listen to them about UFOs, what do they call them, anomalous what, aircraft?
He did call it anomalous aircraft, yes.
Okay. Nobody's claiming that these are little green men from Mars.
Right.
At this point, I think we can empirically say that there aren't little green men from Mars.
Mars looks pretty barren.
Yeah. There may have been some bacteria there at one point, or some single-celled animals, but that's about it.
Yeah, and it's interesting, and this story, I'm sure we'll talk about it, but we're not talking about just your average guy on the street who, you know, I was just coming out of the bar down the street, yeah, and I saw something in the sky.
This isn't some guy with stains on his shirt at a comic book convention, right?
Exactly. And these are trained military pilots, not to say that they're any better than trained airline pilots who have also seen these. And that was the incident in the Pacific Northwest. It was originally reported by a number of airline pilots. And it's not just that you have this eyewitness news. It's that they have multiple radar stations that are tracking these things.
It's not that I don't believe that, if there is there's intelligent life in the universe, the chances of there not being is astronomically low.
Right.
The question is, has it made the long trip here? Is it possible to do super light travel? Those kind of things. If these creatures, whatever they might be, can travel here,
right,
the chances of us seeing them seems remote.
Unless they want us to.
Right.
Yeah. That's kind of what it comes down to for me. Meanwhile, reports from different services and agencies remain largely ignored or unevaluated outside of their respective bureaucratic stovepipes. There is no Pentagon process for synthesizing all the observations the military is making. The current approach is equivalent to having the Army conduct a submarine search without the Navy. It's also reminiscent of the counterterrorism efforts.
The Army doesn't have some. Well, I guess they could search for some reason.
Okay. That would be his point.
I see.
It's also reminiscent of the counterintelligence efforts by the CIA and FBI before September 11, 2011, when each had information on the hijackers that they kept to themselves. In this instance, the truth may ultimately prove benign, but why leave it to chance?
I don't think that if there's some kind of threat from aliens that have what aircraft that are far superior to ours, that really you're going to do anything about that threat.
Yeah, and we'll post the link to this. I encourage you to check out the videos because the speeds at which these things are moving is unbelievable. There's no way anybody looks at this and says, Maybe the Russians came up with something that travels at 12,000 miles an hour.
Yeah, commercial jetliners are traveling at 500, so we already have some good idea of the speeds there. The number, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. The wild card line, 855-450-FREE. It's 3733.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping?
Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right?
What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
You've heard of Bitcoin Cash, but did you know there's now a Bitcoin Cash wallet? The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core wallet that allows you to send and receive either currency with anyone anywhere in the world. The Bitcoin.com wallet supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available for Android, iOS, Windows, Mac, and even Linux. Learn more at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
From the first letter of Captain Mark. History is full of flowery documents claiming to limit the power of the crown, but these poetic social contracts have been impotent to prevent the predation. Limited government is a lie they use to keep us submissive. The crown cannot be trusted to abide by its founding charters, nor its treaties, nor even its own rules. The essence of the crown is centralized violence, and I've had enough. That's why I raised my black banner. I am no revolutionary. My aim is not to reset the cycle of violence, but to break it. My aim is an evolved society, invisible to the crown. Not a new hierarchy, but decentralized networks with no central figure for the crown to target. If you want your servile life, keep it. But we will not submit to the crown's agenda. And when you are ready to stop being its beast of burden, ready for adventure and opportunity, join us at piratswithoutborders.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can call in, talk about whatever is on your mind today here on Free Talk Live. It is Mark with you.
And Chris.
Yeah, Free Talk Live, we intend to give you a platform that you can speak about what's important to you here on this live Saturday evening show. We're talking about, well, frankly, something we never talk about here on Free Talk Live.
You must have talked about it. How long you guys been doing this?
People will call in about aliens, but we generally don't discuss this. We're not talking about aliens. We're talking about unidentified flying objects or
right.
anomalous aircraft or whatever terminology they wish to say for whatever the heck these pilots are seeing.
Right.
And the stuff's on video.
Yeah.
I mean, we're not talking. This isn't Sasquatch here. There's video of this stuff. But let's go to the phone. Talk to AC calling in from Ohio on the regular call-in line, 855-450-FREE. AC, you're on Free Talk Live.
They have a problem with that Skype here, didn't you, Mark?
Yeah, I don't know how to figure it out.
Are you just like not good with technology or something?
Ian has changed the labels on the board. This is a whole new board, and so the labeling's been changed, and I don't know what to do with it. So I haven't been through training.
It's got a little bit of a learning curve.
Yeah,
I probably just did to screw with it, knowing Ian.
It's quite possible.
Well, anyway,
what's on your mind?
So a couple weeks ago, I've had this story been sitting out for a while, and weeks ago, you guys were talking about. Government schools and why they're all bullcrap and stuff like that. And one of the things I remember you mentioning was, you know, what would ever happen if a student assaulted a teacher a teacher assaulted a student? And I'm like, well, I've got a story about that and you're going to love it.
Well, so I'm sure teachers have assaulted students in the past. We probably just don't hear about it very often.
In my generation, that was part of school. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Well, in this case, we have a story of a 20-year-old veteran teacher who is accused of assaulting a middle school student because he refused to stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Yeah, I remember this story. I brought it in a few weeks ago. I don't think we ever got around to it, but yeah, this is notable.
I'm glad I don't have to work with middle school students.
Yeah, I'm familiar with this, and are you reading this? Is this the Washington Post story you're referring to?
Actually, yes, it is.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, this one was kind of interesting in that, you know, it wasn't standard procedure to require children to stand for the Pledge of Allegiance or take part.
Clearly not.
Because it's been ruled unconstitutional to do so.
Has to have been ruled
repeatedly.
Over and over again. Yeah.
But in this case, yeah, she kind of got in the kid's grill and just said, you are going to stand up and you're going to recite the pledge and... Yeah, it just kind of escalated after that, and I was surprised we didn't see more out of this story after I saw this.
Yeah, one thing that, so you go through life, and you remember the way things were in school, government school, private school, whatever it might have been, and you wish that you had the wherewithal of a, in my case, 47-year-old,
right.
to be able to respond to whatever it was that was being discussed. Because, you know, I mean, the Pledge of Allegiance or, you know, whatever version of history you're being handed or, you know, whatever religious studies you're going through, whatever it is, school is, you know, like newspapers, 75% true and the other 25% is crap. So,
absolutely.
So, and there's no one to rebut it. Everybody's mind dead, looking at the ceiling, staring at the clock, just wishing that the arduous torture of public school would, you know, that bell would ring and you'd have that 5 minutes of joy running between classes.
Yeah, but one thing on this subject I can say, and maybe your school experience was different than mine, or maybe AC's was. But the one thing I've racked my brain about was, were we ever taught what the pledge means? Did in any of my history courses or in an English course or, you know, in first or second grade, you know, first grade, they start us off day one reciting this pledge. Did anyone ever explain what it means, what it was about? You know, why are we asking you to do this? And that, I cannot remember that occurring.
No, I think it was just sort of self-explanatory. You just did it.
Yeah, but it's not.
Right. Agreed. There's a history behind the pledge.
As a first grader, I didn't really understand what a pledge was, you know, and allegiance was probably a word that I was somewhat familiar with. But
they certainly weren't rattling off how many of the founders of this great nation were against oaths generally, and
right.
the idea of a pledge of allegiance is antithetical to the founding of this nation.
Right.
They certainly didn't talk about that.
Of course not.
AC?
Yeah, I mean, the thing about this this story is that she was a PE teacher, and she's currently on leave, it looks like. Now, this story's from a month ago, so I don't know if there's been any updates on it or not.
Right.
Yeah, it's like it doesn't surprise me to see this kind of stuff. Like, when you have all these nationalist types who are really just fascists when you really get down to the meat of the bones of what they really are. You know, it's like they especially when they start advocating or engaging in acts of violence, like you stand for that flag, or you don't kneel for that, or you don't take a knee during national anthem, or I'm going to beat the crap out of you, or blah
sure.
blah blah. And every time I hear that crap, I just want to like just find the person, just beat them to death with a baseball bat.
Thanks for the call, AC.
So as he advocates against violence.
Against violence, yeah. So, I mean, obviously, this is a very passionate issue, right? You know, when on one side, people want you to do what they want you to do surrounding their particular favorite piece of fabric and the colors they like and their song and whatever that might be.
Right.
On the other side, people who just don't want to be told what to do, and they're not going to do that, or they have some kind of principled position against it.
Right.
That kind of thing.
Yeah, and I think that's an important point that... And
you're a veteran, right? I mean,
I've stood for more pledges than I can count. I've stood for the national anthem more times than I can count. And it's interesting that I do stand for the national anthem. I put my hand over my heart, or I take off my hat, or, you know, I do things like that. It's so ingrained in me. But I kind of understand what that is. But the pledge, and this is kind of interesting, I've always, not always, but over the last 10 or 15 years, I've not stood for the pledge. I've not recited the pledge. Well, I have stood, but I haven't recited it. And people didn't used to really have a problem with it because I could explain the origins, and you're familiar with, you know, Francis Bellamy.
Right, and, Christian socialist.
Right.
Flag salesman. The pledge is, no one ever talks about the origin of the pledge.
They don't want
to. For very good reasons.
Right, because it's in the origins of the progressive movement and socialism in this country, and that's what it's about. It's not about holding anything, including God, higher than government. And that's what that was the message that they were trying to convey. And you can read all about it, and that's fine. And so I held some elected positions here in New Hampshire. And I, you know, when somebody decided that they wanted to start doing the pledge, you know, I piped up and said, you know, I just want to let you guys know where I'm at on this. I explained my position. No big deal. You know, things went on as normal until Colin Kaepernick.
Colin Kaepernick?
Thank you.
Yeah.
Until he refused to stand for the national anthem, and boy, then every head in the room would turn to me. I'm like, wow. Okay, guys.
Why don't you like America?
You hate America.
855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! Free Talk Live. The number's 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live. And you can give us a call, talk about whatever's on your mind. We want to talk to you about Bitcoin.com. Bitcoin.com is the source for pretty much everything you need in order to figure out this whole world of cryptocurrency. They've got Bitcoin wallets there. They've got ways to acquire Bitcoin if that's what you wish to do. The latest news on Bitcoin, you know, the step-by-step ways for you to figure out this whole new world of cryptocurrency that's coming upon us. It's Bitcoin.com, and, well, you know, they've been a great sponsor of Free Talk Live, and well, thank them for it. It's Bitcoin.com. Let's go to John calling in from Dover, Delaware. That's the capital of Delaware, just in case you wondered. John, you're on Free Talk Live. John, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, well, I couldn't hear you guys at first. You guys hear me all right?
Yeah, you're good. Yep.
Yeah, cool. No, I just wanted to say about the Pledge of Allegiance. You guys had a good point there. I also was never taught what the heck the whole thing was about to begin with from any of my teachers.
Right.
And I also wanted to mention that, you know, there's a lot of stuff in the public schools that people are being taught that are pretty much useless in life. I mean, you guys were talking, like the other guy called in and said a couple weeks ago about how kind of like, you know, we get an education, but it's kind of like, you know, not the greatest education. It's a public education. But we're not taught a lot of things, man. And nowadays, the stuff that kids are being taught in schools are kind of like, you know, going far off of the things that we were ever taught. It's like all the teachers nowadays want the kids to follow some kind of like either conservative or liberal viewpoint. And it's become so political, it's, like, ridiculous. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I agree with you completely. And if we even go back and look at the origins of the public school system, again, going back to the early progressive era in the late 1890s and the early 1910s, you know, when the idea of the Prussian system came about.
That's the type of school system that we that our public schools were designed around here.
Right, sort of based on was the ability to really indoctrinate children at a very young age to see the state as the leader, the thing that you look to first, and that gained most of your respect. And this is also during a period of time when most religions, I would say the rise of atheism and alternatives to traditional, that's a good way to put it, was on the rise. So it was sort of a putting down of any religious beliefs and a rising up of state almost as
really
a deity.
Making the government itself the religion.
Right.
And
right.
That's pretty clearly what happened with things like fascism in Italy, Nazism, these kind of things. People can't see it here in the U.S. They're blind to it because they've grown up in it.
Right.
But the United States was the birthplace of these ideas of fascism. You know, whether you like it or not, it's right. Just the truth. All you have to do is research it.
Yep.
So thanks for the call. Appreciate that, John.
Yeah, no problem, guys. Have a good night.
Hey, you too.
855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE. Yeah, when I looked into this whole thing, I never intended to send my kid to public school anyway because, well, I mean, it's pretty obvious you get a better education out of a private school than you do a public school. I mean, everybody believes that. And as a matter of fact, public school teachers are more likely to have their kids in private school. That just, to me, that just speaks volumes about
right.
how broken that system is.
How many congressmen in D.C. do you think send their kids to D.C. public schools?
Well, I don't imagine they even consider themselves to live in D.C.
Right. But those that do bring their families along, I mean, they don't do it, and it's just one of those things. One of Bellamy's points just kind of, I'm reading another article that I've not read before, but, you know, rather than joining a rising tide of nativism, Bellamy and his social gospel advocates anticipated that a, quote, well-organized and patriotic public education system when inculcate newcomers with American ideals and values. And that really, I think, pretty much sums it up. That comes from a Fortune.com article on the pledge.
When I think of nationalism as it existed in the early 20th century, I think of those charges from one side of the pits to the other in World War One across no man's land, you know,
right.
And these people going through, you know, this stinking, disgusting sewage of human bodies and, you know, mustard gas and God knows what else
right.
in order to attack the other people on the other side. And that's, to me, what sort of sums it all up. It takes a lot to get a guy to go up over that that berm and catch a bullet for what? For nothing.
I right. mean,
there were no gains there. Let's take Jake in Indiana. Jake, you're on Free Talk Live.
Howdy.
What's up?
Caught a little bit of your show. I was home and I tuned in and I was connecting with what you were talking about, specifically when you were talking about the Pledge of Allegiance.
Yeah.
And how there's some aspects of standing for the pledge and things like that. And I propose an alternative to the Pledge of Allegiance that I think would appeal to a much broader base.
Okay.
And it goes like this. I pledge allegiance to the United States of America, one nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I like those concepts, liberty and justice for all, but, you know, I wonder about the whole pledging allegiance to the United States of America, right? So to me, is that people want to say that you're pledging to the country or to the people or things
right.
like that, but what it really says to me is, you know, in all honesty, it means that you're just going to do what the politicians tell you to do.
To the government. Yeah.
Not the way I see it.
Okay.
Yeah.
But the idea is to take I pledge allegiance to the flag. To me, flags are really kind of dumb.
Mm-hmm.
And pledging allegiance to a flag, even though it's for the United States, I have never really connected with that.
I always associate it with idolatry. You know, it's from a Christian point of view, it's with what I'm worshiping an object.
It's clearly the line written by the flag salesman, right?
Right.
I mean, that's, you know,
which is what Bellamy
was a flag salesman, and so right. You know that I'm with you. I like the abbreviated version over it, but I wonder. No nations have these pledges besides the United States. Why? How is it that they can have countries that produce whatever it is that they produce, and we have to have a pledge.
The other issue I take issue, and you leave it in your version, and I respect that. That's, you know, everybody has different opinions and everybody has different interpretations. But the idea of indivisibility, that the country
it's divided as hell. Well, the reality is it's divided.
Besides the obviousness, it is sort of saying that, you know, the idea that any part of the country could ever try to leave peacefully, that even though they joined this compact of states voluntarily, they can never leave, that you're in and you're in forever, which is basically what we did during the Civil War. You're not allowed to leave. I think that's a dangerous thing. I think that, you know, people come together voluntarily should be allowed to leave and separate voluntarily. What do you think about that?
Well, yeah, I think that the indivisible part and the liberty and justice for all are kind of more like goals than they are facts.
That's
and,
a good point.
And so, you know, I would like to think of the country as being indivisible with liberty and justice for all, and I think we're failing to a large degree for those objectives.
I think you'll see that that failure continue over time.
Yep.
Sadly, the state as an organizational model probably can't handle the new information age.
Right.
It's a monopoly, and monopolies are inefficient by their nature.
And one thing I would like to thank you for, which I never got in school, was actually explaining what your pledge meant to you. That tells me a lot, that okay, this is what it means. I never got that about the one that I was asked to say for 12 years.
Thanks, Jake.
Yeah.
855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live. That's 855-450-3733.
I've said it many times on air, and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I, Mark Edge, am a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at nhliberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, nhliberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, nhliberty.org.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core wallet that allows you to send and receive either currency with anyone anywhere in the world. The Bitcoin.com wallet supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. Download the Bitcoin.com wallet for easy and secure access to your Bitcoin Core and your Bitcoin Cash. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available for Android, iOS, Windows, Mac, and even Linux. Learn more at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com, and let's connect up.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live. The number's 855-450-3733. We started off the show this evening talking about UFOs, anomalous aircraft, those sorts of things. Washington Post story. Somebody called in and we started talking about the Pledge of Allegiance and government schools and all that stuff. The number's 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. And cryptocurrencies are hot right now. But crypto is where it is because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money and messages that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com. As of February, there were over 7,000 secure nodes, making Zencash one of the strongest blockchains on the internet. I'm an advocate of Zencash and have gotten it for myself. So, you know, take that for what it's worth. Zencash.com. Zencash.com. Let's go to David calling in on, can't control the little cursor here. Larry, calling in from Indianapolis. Larry, you're on Free Talk Live.
How you doing, boys?
What's on your mind, Larry?
Hey, this is not what I call about, but I have seen flying saucers before.
And can you describe it to me, what you saw?
No, I've seen out of the eastern horizon, when I was looking up with my binoculars, a flying saucer entered the atmosphere, pause and be suspended in midair, and the Martians or whatever they were to come out and walk around a veranda that was around the actual craft. And then
you
I think they spotted
people. You saw
spotted
beings.
Me looking at them.
Yeah.
Martians or whatever.
Did you get probed?
I didn't get probed, but hey. And then a couple of days later, I seen a whole squadron of them. So I think they do exist. Yeah, but what I did call about is the patriotism. You have to have patriotism because you have to have some altar to worship at. I mean, we have a war memorial here in town that they have an altar with the coats of arms of the United States and a beautiful flag, the most beautiful flag. And when you see that, you understand what the metaphysical meaning of those symbols are. And they mean so much to me, as well as the Pledge of Allegiance, and also the common schools. We have to have them. I mean, even a primate would know that, because if you don't have a certain standard of education that is mandatory throughout a society on equal terms provided by an institution that's well into the government, then you're going to lose society, because you're not going to learn how to read. And mandatory learning how to read, that's the problem right now when you have people that cannot read. They can't father themselves, and they are actually stuck. It's like hieroglyphics. So you've got to have a common school.
That's I agree with you completely, because, you know, we would not have great Americans like Thomas Jefferson and George Washington and Samuel Adams without our public school system.
Well, no, there was desperate.
Mark, no. There wasn't?
No public school system.
How do we come up with these great minds?
So, Larry,
I'm talking about a civilized society.
Well, but where is the civilized society of which you speak? Because 20%.
Right. Here it is.
20%. Larry, let me finish what I'm saying. 20% of the people that graduate, not the people that drop out, the ones that graduate from government schools are what they consider functionally illiterate. If that's what your success rate is, 80%, I think you could do that without school at all.
Right.
Well, you know, I'm well aware of that, but I know back in the 60s and 70s when I attended common schools, I got a very good education, which allowed me
to
further my education as now. But what we've done is we've allowed our common school system to be destroyed by corporate interests that want to play their own tune and operate in our
jurisdiction. Okay, so they stink.
Right.
You agree, government schools stink.
Right.
Now what?
Yeah, they do now, because they've been destroyed.
So is the solution just throw more money at it? Fund them higher?
No, they're already at $20,000 a student here in New England.
Yeah. Maybe it's not enough, Mark. Come on.
More.
You're
more. Let's spend three times what Finland spends.
Well,
they'll be three times
enough
as smart.
Yeah, you can spend
enough. When you're trying to stabilize your civilization.
No, you absolutely can. You can spend, you can waste money, you can burn money by throwing bad money, good money at a bad problem. And for some reason, some people feel that, well, that applies to pretty much everything except for education. But it's insane to think that.
You need
you're a
common
guy.
Standard. You need a common standard, because if you don't have a common standard in a civilization like we have, even with the high tech,
the common standard
fundamentals without being able to read, even if you have,
but they can't. That's what I just said, Larry. 20% of the graduates can't read.
All this. Who's behind this?
Obviously, the government school. They have your kids for 13 years, and they can't teach them to read.
And do I need somebody to tell me that I need to teach my kid to read? I taught my kid to read before he was in school. That was the responsibility of me as a parent, not as of school or education.
But it's all or nothing. You have to understand it's all or nothing. In this spot that we're in, if one person is affected and everybody's affected, that's what America's all about.
No, that's what Soviet and communist countries are all about.
Well, that's what we may become. So we have to face that when we get to that reality. But I'm saying now, the main thing is it may be just over the horizon, but we need to teach our people how to read. And I think that will solve a lot of our problems.
Thanks for the call,
Larry. Literacy is dangerous.
I agree with you on that.
I agree that illiteracy is dangerous. I wouldn't say that government schools are a solution to it. If we've got enough empirical evidence at this point to say that they're not.
One other thing. This comes up a lot. You've got to have a common standard. I heard that like five times. I hear that from friends of mine. It's like, well, you don't want kids in Arkansas being taught differently than kids in Montana.
Why not?
I do, because they each have different needs and different societies. Why not tailor things to where people live?
The geographic area even particularly matters. I mean, two kids in the same class aren't going to learn the same way. The government school system is taking round pegs and pounding the hell out of them through square holes.
Agreed.
William, calling in from Hampton Beach. William, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, fellas. Just to give you a little background, I'll be 65 next month, and all my life I always voted for the most conservative, most right-wing candidate in most any election.
Okay.
But when I look at all the unrest in the country today, it seems to me like the fact that 1% of the population owns supposedly 51% of the wealth
has got
a whole lot to do with all the rioting and the things that went on in Charlottesville and went on in Missouri and in my hometown. They tore down the Confederate statue. Stuff that makes me sick.
I'm not going to disagree with you on that. Let me ask you this, though. One thing that always kind of interests me is that people feel like they're the downtrodden in the United States, but if you're a U.S. citizen, you're one of the richest people in the world, right? Like, our poor people are walking around with smartphones in their pockets, colored TVs at their house, they've got plenty of food, they've got a roof over their head, everything's doing fine. Some poor person in Africa wishes they had a roof.
Oh, true. Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, what I really want to call you, ask you about, I get the darndest emails, and I think it's because I subscribe to conservative websites and listen to conservative radio.
All right. And I what kind of emails you get?
Well, they, like this one that's going around now, this guy says, if you subscribe to his newsletter and just invest a minimal amount, you'll get these, he calls them freedom checks for the rest of your life.
Freedom checks.
Freedom checks.
All right. Don't invest in that.
I looked into it for my sister, and I said, I don't have the money to invest in his newsletter, and I think it's a scam. But you know, there's real questions on my mind. Will we ever get away from the Federal Reserve System? Will we ever get back on the gold system? Do we need to be back on the gold system?
I think maybe.
Let's address that in the next segment. Do you want to hold on, William?
Sure.
855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. What do you think? Is the Federal Reserve going to go away? Do we want the gold standard back? Are these solutions to our problems? I would have thought so 10 or 15 years ago.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.